Yes, it's the Govers. You know, ladies, some people just don't seem to understand what I've been saying about the wonderful new granulated soap called Dove. When I tell you this new Dove is a soap for everything in your wash, I mean Dove does all three kinds of wash.
Well, you mean it gets greasy work shirts clean?
Absolutely.
And gets things like towels snowy white?
Yes. Go on.
Well, you don't mean this same Dove will do my pretty colored rayon slips, too?
Indeed I do. Why, Dove is actually safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, Dove gets your squeaky towels dazzling white.
Well, I declare.
Say, you just try Dove. Then you'll see how really new Dove is. Remember, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it.
Oh.
You see, Dove is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, you can tell how different Dove is just by looking at the suds.
How's that?
Because Dove makes more suds in your machine, suds that build up faster and that last up to twice as long than the suds you get with any other leading granulated laundry soap.
Man.
And wait till you see how dazzling white Dove gets your toes. Why, you've just never seen more snowy white washes than you Dove gives you.
Yes, but if Dove is so safe for rayon, now won't that mean hard scrubbing on the heavy pieces?
No, ma'am, not with Dove. And there's no boiling either. In fact, no soap needed gets clothes clean easier than you Dove.
And you really mean I can use this same soap for rayon slips and for my husband's work shirts and everything in between?
That's your life, that's right.
You mean Dove is one soap for everything?
Yes, and when I say everything...
You mean everything. Well, believe me, I'm going to try some new Dove.
Oh, well, just join the Dove line at your store today and ask for D-U-Z Dove. And next wash day, let Dove do it. And now, the Govers. Poor Molly outmaneuvered herself yesterday. Molly wants Oriane to marry Fitz Peters. And so, when Oriane tried to get on the train to leave town, Molly carefully got little David out of the way. And of course, Oriane couldn't take without her son. What Molly doesn't know is that Chris was on the train, waiting to surprise Oriane. So now, the train is leaving the station, and Oriane isn't on it. Listen.
Well, there she goes. Fine to do. Very fine to do. But will Christopher Chaser think what? There goes the train, he is on it, and Oriane is not.
Oh, Mama maneuvered that one.
Penny, that's what I think.
Yeah. Pa, can't we get to the next station before the train gets there and put Oriane and David on the train?
Yes, if they would find David.
Don't worry, Mama knows where David is.
I'll have to tell your Mama everything, Penny.
Well, then tell her.
All right. Well, hurry.
Okay, maybe.
Let's find out.
Maybe she's in the waiting room.
Come
on,
Pa,
hurry up.
So there's Oriane, and there's David. So Oriane is washing his face. It's all full of water.
Oh.
When I see you beat your handkerchief twice now, I took David over to the candy store and bought him some candy. I don't know what to do.
You did very well, Waverly. You did very well.
Uh-huh.
Very well.
You saw how I took out my handkerchief?
You saw
how? Well, I was doing this four times, not three times, because I wanted to be sure.
I see.
Oh, Waverly, you should call Papa Faye when the plane loves the station. Oh, Waverly, I could only know why. If I would only know why Papa wanted all the young to get on the train. Oh, Waverly.
I'm on here, family. If you're looking for me, dear. I'm here, dear.
They're looking for me, darling. Go, sweetheart. Look how excited Papa is. Look how excited family is.
Hello, Mrs. Willoughby. How are you? Getting kind of chilly. Indeed, it is. I'll be over to the restaurant maybe perhaps next Tuesday. And that recipe I was supposed to send you, I'll send it over now. I was so busy with all my to do it. I'll send it. You only have to use one egg. One egg, and it's
delivered into my car immediately.
Into the car, why, dear?
Immediately, without a dear.
What did it say?
There is no time for questions. You have to get to the next station before it rains.
But why?
Because Christopher Chaser is on that train.
Christopher Chaser? Oh.
Don't start the tour. He is on that train.
Oh, please, Ma, it's important. Papa will tell you everything.
But what is it, Rick? Please.
Please, my innocent flower. Come here, get the car.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Go.
But why is Christopher K on the train?
Because Orion was supposed to be on the train until you deliberately spoiled it.
Deliberately, Ray? Deliberately, what?
Yes.
But
nothing, Rosie. Your mother isn't as smart as she took herself to be. Get into the car, Rosie.
But, Ma, it's all right, Rosalie.
Tell her, Molly, that you made a mistake to prevent Orion from getting on the train.
But why do we have to catch the train?
Because Christopher Chaser is on it. That's why.
Oh,
I told you.
Papa, Christopher
Chaser is on
the train.
Are you sure you didn't see a very beautiful woman and a small boy get on the train at Lastonbury?
No.
Oh,
I've never seen a beautiful woman get on this train.
Oh, thanks.
Walk through and see for yourself.
Oh, thank you. I will. Oh, pardon me. I'm afraid I'm a little anxious. Oh, well. How are you, little one? Oh, not so good, huh? Well, neither am I. Pardon me, please. Well, I'm sorry, you know, the train, it's a lurcher, so. Oh, your foot. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh,
well, how are you, Mrs. Johnson?
I'm going to New York. My boy is graduating. I stayed over this year with my sister and now have a graduating.
Well, remember me to him.
Are you going to New York, doctor?
Oh, no. I'm getting off the next station.
Oh, sure,
they're all right. Seem to be bumping into people. Seem to be having much trouble. Wow.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I took my old daddy's uncle's out last week.
Oh, did he enjoy the experience?
Yeah. Well, next Friday, come to smoke it.
Oh, thank you.
There must be a lady in there.
What? How do you know I'm looking for a lady?
Well, I heard you asked the conductor.
Oh, I see.
I'll change my shoe if you want to sit near the window, Dr. Taylor.
No, thank you. I'll stand. I'm getting off the next station. Pardon me if I could just edge in here. Thank you very much. Yes, it's a little crowded.
Trouble with that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, and I'm glad my children are all grown and can take care of themselves.
Do you think they ever can?
What's that, sir?
Do you think they ever can take care of themselves?
Well, no, you wouldn't think so, at that. It's the way the world is going. Maybe there's no joy for us humans in this betraying about something to do.
That's a very profound bit of philosophy, madam.
I heard my mother say it before me. Maybe her mother said it before her. The world is the way it is.
I agree with you.
The world is full of sounds and that.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And Adam was the first one.
Eve was the second.
Eve was the worst, now I see. What would it mean, I say?
Well, I don't like to blame a woman, but... Oh.
Are you getting off, you sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, it was nice people, Julia.
Thank you very much.
You don't know who I am, but I know who you are. You're Dr. Curtis, sir. I used to work for your mother, Taylor.
Tammy, what happened? Orion didn't get on the train.
I know it. She's getting on now. She's inside now in the next car. Come on in the smoking car before she sees you. Quick.
What happened?
I'll tell you. Uh-oh, the train's moving.
What happened?
Come in the smoking car, Dr. Taylor, before she sees you. I'll tell you.
I know.
standing on it, too. But now, Molly's in on the plan, and the surprise Jake wanted to play on her is gone. However, Dr. Cater's main object to surprise Oriane can still work if she still wants to marry him. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of most of your dishwashing trouble. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it keeps you on speed. Or if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. Then I say, it's time you met new Dove, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Dove does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. First, notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. You see, it's kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how really different Dove is. Just ask for Dove today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Dr. Christopher Cater gets an answer, and he gets surprised, too, next time on The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, a new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of water. Yes, it's the Dover.
Mr. Fleming, we represent the Fleming Aid Society.
Hey, what is this, a delegation?
Yes, we want you to give a speech at our next meeting.
What? Me speak before a whole bunch of ladies?
Oh, why not? You talk on the radio every day.
Oh, that's different. I just stand by the microphone and talk about Doug.
Well, it's Doug that we want you to talk about.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Why, of course I'd be glad to talk about this wonderful new soap. Why, Dove is so new, there's never been a soap quite like it before.
Fine. But first, you'd like to give you a few pointers. You see, some of the ladies are terribly old-fashioned about their laundry soap.
Oh.
Why, think that fussy Mrs. Jones, she just wouldn't believe me when I said Dove does all three kinds of wash. Like work shirts and dirty towels, right down to kitty's rayon slip.
But say, didn't you tell her that Dove is Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap? Not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind.
My. Be sure to put that in your speech. And when you tell how Dove gets towels so white, you might glance over that snooty Mrs. Smith.
Why, Mrs. Smith?
She said she didn't see how Dove could be so safe for her nicer colored washables and still get towels white.
Oh, she did she? Well, Dove is safer for those pretty colors than any of the other leading granulated laundry soaps. And yet, it gets towels really dazzling white. In fact, there's not another soap of any kind that gets clothes whiter than Dove.
And if she asks how much scrubbing it takes...
I'll just tell her the fact. There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling to do. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Dove. In fact, I'll ask every lady listening to try Dove, and then she'll see for herself what a really new kind of granulated soap it is. I'll say, just ask for new Dove, D-U-Z, today, in that big red and white box. And next wash day... Let Dove do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly almost ruined all the grand plans to surprise Oriane into marriage. While Jake and Chris planned to let Oriane leave Lastonbury, take the train, once that everything was finished, only to find Chris on the train with her, well, Molly decided that Oriane mustn't leave Lastonbury. And she managed to get Oriane to miss the train while Chris was on it. So, Jake finally broke down, told Molly the plot. Then the Goldbergs raced to the next station, met the train, and got Oriane aboard.
Get excited. We'll get off at the next station.
Oh, I'll get off at the next station. The next station?
I don't see that the train stops at the next station.
Who's that?
I said. Well, I don't think the train stops at the next station.
See, Molly, how you want it? You went and spoiled everything for me.
Well, you started it, Tom. Please, Rosalie, please. The next station is New York. I think some clothes will be the next station is New York. And she told me I have to go all the way to New York for me. Oh, my. Why did you say, Jake, I spoiled everything?
Yes.
Why did you say I spoiled everything? How did I spoil everything if Orion is on the train already?
But if the train goes to New York, how are they going to get married? They were supposed to get off here, and the minister is waiting at Dr. Cater's house. That's how they were supposed to get married.
Oh, I see. They were supposed to get off the train, and they were supposed to go to Dr. Cater. And me, I wasn't supposed to be at the wedding, huh?
You was only going to be invited.
Oh.
For once, Molly, you were supposed to be a guest, not the mistress of ceremonies. And now you spoiled it.
I spoiled it. Very well, so I spoiled it. Always there to come and never to mix. I'm never supposed to mix. So I spoiled it. Very well. Very well, Jake. Where are you going?
I have to telephone and tell Christopher Carter that the wedding party is on its way to New York.
Oh.
Hey, Molly, if you don't have a finger in the pie, you don't let nobody else cook.
I don't let nobody else cook. So why did you start to cook? All right. So why didn't you tell me everything that was cooking, Jake? Why did you let me think that you went to the mill and you had to feed the minister? And you ran out when you had a bronchial condition? What am I, a deaf, dumb, and blind? When you ran out with a bronchial condition and you went to the mill and then Seymour was in the house, you called Seymour on the telephone and you said, hello, don't say where I am. I was standing right here and Seymour told me the minister. A machine is a minister. And then the minister walks in and Seymour runs out of the house and says, so why didn't you tell me everything? Why?
Because. You were supposed to learn a lesson.
Oh.
The Orion was supposed to learn a lesson.
And Orion is going to learn a lesson, too?
In this year.
She has.
She know that a woman isn't supposed to trifle with a man's affections.
Oh.
It's the taming of this room, Molly. Only I hope Chris has more luck with his than I had with mine.
Taming of this room. Very well. So I'm already supposed to in the taming of this room already. I'm a fool already.
Did I talk?
You didn't have to talk. I'm determined of the school. Very well. You said training, Jake.
I wanted you to know what it feels like when somebody misses without your knowing.
I knew all the time, Pa.
What? You knew all the time and you didn't just...
I didn't know everything, Jake. I didn't know everything. I only knew what my mind put two and two and two together and then made it four. I didn't know from you. I only suspected.
Well, then why didn't you come to me to speak out like a man?
How could I speak like a man when you were treating me like a woman? How could I speak like a man? You didn't want me to know, Jake.
I give up, Molly.
You give up.
All I hope is that Chris knows better arguments with his wife to be than I know with the wife I have. Molly.
I wonder what's the car Orion is in.
I think he's in the car right behind the smoker.
What happened, Sammy? How did everything get so mixed up?
Well, my mother...
Yeah?
Well, you know, my mother didn't want Orion to leave Glastonbury because my mother thinks Orion and you should get married.
Well, I agree with her.
But she didn't know about the plan. How you were going to let Orion think you were letting her leave and then all about surprising her on the train.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother got Rosie to walk off with David. The train came in and left without Orion. She couldn't very well leave David behind.
Oh, what a woman.
And my father had to tell her you were on the train. Oh, we raced down to the next station ahead of the train, and here we are.
Yes, here we are. Next stop, New York. Look, Sammy, my poor father, the minister.
Oh, my father will call them.
Will he?
Sure.
I don't know, Sammy. I just don't know.
Have you any idea, Sammy? That pretty woman and the little boy you spoke of just got on the train.
Oh, thank you. You didn't tell her anybody was looking
no,
for
her? No, I didn't. Do you want me to?
No. Would you answer if she wants to read this newspaper, please?
I will.
But don't say I sent it.
Oh, so you don't want her to know you're on the train, eh?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Now, just after she wants to read the newspaper, will you please?
Yes, sir. All right.
You got that now?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll just tell her. All right, young man. Ticket, please. Ticket, please. All tickets, please. All tickets, please. Madam, would you like to read the newspaper?
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. Not at all.
Daddy, Mama.
Is there anything else you'd like to let me know?
Madame, this is the one I want to do now.
Oh,
look what you'll see, Mama. Oh, the mother and daddy. You are a new Mama. A New York, mon chéri. C'est que nous allons faire New York. Oh, nous disperses dans un appartement. Mais je suis tellement plus à la libérée. Tu te pleuras également à New York, mon fils. Maman, chérie, tu te pleures.
C'est bon. Would you like some candy, madam?
No, sir.
Maybe the little boy.
Have you got any chocolate? No, merci, Mama. No, thank you.
Is the little boy ill?
No, we are all right, thank you.
And if there's anything else...
No, thank you.
I'll just leave the candy. Maybe the little fellow would like to eat it later on.
Je vais goûter de ce chocolat dans mon chéri. Non, maman chérie, je ne veux qu'une seule chose. C'est que tu ne pleures plus. Oh, je ne pleurerai plus, chérie. Est-ce que nous ne reverrons jamais la tante Molly? Oh, je l'espère bien. Et Rosie? Oui. Un de ses jours. Et Samy? Nous le reverrons tous un jour. Et ils ont de plus que par critère.
Non.
Pourquoi pas lui? Oh, maman chérie, tu as dit que tu ne pleureras plus, maman.
Have you done that?
No.
What? The stories are very interesting.
Please go.
Oh, but ma'am, I've got love, romance for sale. I've got stories of the heart, of great flaming passion.
What's your question?
I have the best selection of romantic tales, madam. We're featuring this week the romantic love story of the doctor and the flying lady. We've scrutinized photographs of Dr. Christopher Taylor and Orion Williams. And most important of all, oh, darling, I love you. I love you, my darling, my own.
So far, the plan is working for Chris. But we have a feeling of suspicion. But the great psychologist doesn't understand the woman he loves as well as he understands women in general. After all, Jake found it out, and perhaps Chris will too. You know what a lady asked me the other day? She said, "Why do you say old-fashioned soaps only do a halfway job for dishes?" Well, I said, that's easy. If you use a bar soap, you're not getting real speed. And if you use a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness for your hands. But there is one soap that goes all the way for dishes. It's New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Does. Why, it cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try tonight and let those whirlwind suds tell you how different Does is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly makes plans and Chris finds his plans breaking up. Next time on The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of voice.